welcome once again to the LD Wrestling Show. Yeah.
How are you?
How have you been?
Oh, mate, absolutely average. Yeah, how about you?
Yeah, bog average. Yeah, same.
It's feel like Bill Murray, Groundhog Day.
Oh, yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm more Ghostbusters at the moment. You know, chasing around a house after a five-year-old. I want to go for a Bill Murray.
Yours or a different five-year-old?
No, still ours. But
yeah, you're not the Pied Piper of Skipton, then.
No comment.
Okay.
No, it's strange old time, and it's a strange old time. Are you heading down pub this weekend?
Absolutely, I can't wait to go to the pub with my own household, to be surrounded by protection screens and being served with face mask and gloves. And I can't wait. What about you?
Yeah, I'm probably going to skip it, if I'm honest. Tempting as it is.
Oh yeah, I mean,
it's a bit like Christmas. It's worst time to be an actual pub goer.
Yeah,
let everyone who's going just for the sake of it go, and then I'll wander in a few weeks when it's all died off a bit.
My problem is having to leave my personal details. You know how much trouble that could get me in. So
yeah, I'll be honest. Who's leaving the real details?
Yeah, mine would be.
I'm sorry, the naivety there.
Same one every time, Foz. Yeah. Sean, a bit next one.
Yeah. Daffy Duck. We'll see how many times he's been drinking this weekend.
And I think I'll just stay at home and drink my San Pellegrino lemon fizzy drink.
Nice. Classy.
That sounded like an endorsement then, didn't it? It's well expensive.
It did, yeah. It did. Other fizzy lemon drinks are available.
They sure are.
Just not in the blanket household.
No. Aldi specials in our house, pal. Aldi rip-offs.
Nice.
What about you? Have you been up to much then, or what?
Nah. Not really. It's like I say, Groundhog Day. Get up, work, go to bed. That's about it, really. Obviously,
wrestling show.
The little bit of wrestling sprinkling.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
it was nice to see that... WWE obviously listened to our show and decided to rip us off.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we set the bar pretty high, but they didn't do too bad in their efforts to memorialise The Undertaker. Give him credit.
How do you feel about the way they announced it then, let him do it in his documentary? I thought it was nice.
Yeah, I think it's a nice touch and quite fitting of the character. It wouldn't have been very Undertaker-like to come out and make a big fuss on SmackDown.
No.
And have a big retirement match. That's not really how he's ever done things. It's not what I would expect from him.
No, I mean, what he really should have done is on his last match, maybe, you know, take his jacket off and his hat, fold him up and like leave him in the middle of the ring or something. That'd have been a good idea.
Yeah, it worked really well, that. Do you want to drop Vince an email? Let him know.
Well, he'll be listening to this one, so...
Yeah, I'm sure we'll.
So yeah,
speaking of Vinnie Mac, he's been in the news, hasn't he, this week? Vinnie Mac again.
Yeah, he has.
Featured him. What we speculated for a few, months now, I guess, that Vince just doesn't appreciate how bad the coronavirus is and the potential damage it's going to do. been a few leaks from people within WWE saying Vince just sees it as a nuisance. thinks it's just a cold that everyone's getting too giddy about. And that explains why testing within the WWE has been bare minimum at best. And obviously now we're seeing quite a number of cases springing up, obviously. Renee Young's got it. There's one or two of the Performance Center guys who are obviously acting as the crowd in Raw and SmackDown. They've come down with it, so they are a victim of their own, I can't think of the word, but being too casual.
Ignorance.
And they're suffering. Yeah. So I'm going to say it's unfortunate, really, that we were right with this, but it does look as though Vince just doesn't appreciate the severity of it. He's
very blasé.
He's far too casual. Yeah. And the fact that they're still planning or pushing to start bringing audiences back and start touring again, even though they've come down with a number of cases internally, and the fact that America's absolutely riddled with it,
yeah,
by all accounts, I just think it's a big gamble. I don't blame stars like Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns staying away. It's just not a safe place to be right now.
Bit of a cross brand. Hello, bit of a cross brand infection as well, most likely with Renee and Moxley.
Yeah, potentially.
AEW, yeah,
potentially.
I'm just gonna mention to our listeners, you know, that I may be sounding ignorant to things that have been happening, but as you know, I've taken a break from social media, which has been wonderful, Batch. I highly recommend it. But it has meant you obviously running the social media for a change, you know, because it's not like you do it all anyway. But I recommend it for anyone that's had enough of all these human beings hating each other. And yeah, it has its place and it'll be back, but I recommend it. Time away from the fake world.
I mean, other than the fake world of WWE and AEW, that fake world.
Whoa.
Got to keep that strong.
That's as real as cheese is. I mean, you know.
But yeah, it was, you know, like I said, we both talked about on the show, but I was a bit sad to find out that we were probably underestimating Vince's ignorance to just how seriously effective this has been. So that's a bit sad. So is all these COVID cases. I mean, I know SmackDown and Raw were both heavily affected, the tapings this week, because they kept having to cancel and postpone.
I'm not going to say anything on air, but there's a certain person we've just been speaking about who is absolutely in the high risk bracket from this disease. I hope his ignorance doesn't get in the way of his own health.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
His family, yeah.
It is a bit scary. So, Trevor, some little tunes, Stu, and then we'll come back to some lighter things.
Let's have a tune, because, you know, the past couple of weeks we've had so much great content. We've either had no music or trimmed down versions of songs. And, you know, we do like to have the music element to our show, don't we?
So, AEW this week, I mean, we've got the big first night of Fyter Fest that's happening as we record. Yeah. So obviously we can't talk about what happened, but we can talk about the matches that are due to take place.
And just quickly, actually, to ruin your link, what I meant to say while we were talking about Undertaker retiring, interesting that he retired. It's 30 years his career, isn't it? And in the same week,
yeah,
the mighty Liverpool won their first league in 30 years. Is it a coincidence?
Curse of the Undertaker, they're calling it.
Yeah.
We last won the league, was it 6 months before he debuted?
Yep.
And now the week after he debuts, after he retires, I should say, we win it again. So, yeah, if he'd retired after Brock or Roman beat Mania, we'd have had two or three titles under our belt by now.
Yeah, maybe he'll come and be a defender for us next season, just to strengthen the squad. I'll stick him in pegs.
Yeah. Yeah, big lad, isn't he?
So, yeah, I ruined your link there, but AEW.
No, it's okay. So, yeah, AEW. So, we've got the first night of Fyter Fest happening tonight.
We have, and it looks a good one. It looks a good first night, and you know, usually they say the second night's the best, don't they? But I would say that this first night is going to have a good day. So I'm going to pick a couple of matches out. First on the list, you know, we don't know where they're going to be placing, but Cody Rhodes versus Jake Hager for the TNT Unfinished Championship. Did you manage to see the UFC like promo match thing they did? Weigh-in, that's the one.
The weigh-in, yeah. I did. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought it worked well as a dynamic. I'm going to take issue with it because that's what I'm here to do.
Yep. Neil the Heel, hello, how are we doing? Pleased to meet you again.
Where'd that come from? I'm fine with it. I get it. But if that's going to be for every big match, then where's the weighing for the World Heavyweight title and the Women's title and the Tag Team titles? Yeah. Because I think they should.
Couldn't disagree more. I couldn't agree more, even.
You've got the WWE contract signing. You've got the contract signing in WWE that always kick off. UFC have the weigh-in and face-off, which always kicks off. Yeah. And AEW, they're going to do that. But it's kind of, it's do it or don't. Don't kind of just have one every now and again, because it doesn't really make sense. It felt a bit out of place.
I guess it's, filler at the minute, content with everything going on. Like, I really enjoyed Arn Anderson's little promo before Jake Hager turned up. It was really kind of up yours type stuff. Can I say that? Yeah, easy.
Yeah.
The other thing I had a bit of an issue with was Jake's, we're assuming she's a girlfriend of some sort. I don't know if they're romantically engaged or anything like that. But she's a bit of a, no reason to throw water on Cody, was there? Vicious attack.
Yeah. I think that is his wife. That's his real life wife. It? And mother to his two children. So, yeah, I think we can say they are romantically linked.
Right.
But, yeah, that just felt so wooden to me. I don't know.
She picked the water up.
I get what they were trying to do.
And just stood for a little bit.
That's it. It was a bit stuttering and disjointed, a bit like our audio at the moment.
A bit with a Zoom comedy. We'll be back to normal soon, won't we? Yeah, go on, sorry.
As you say, you got it right there. She picked the water up. You could see what was going to happen. And then 20 minutes later, it happened. But I like the feel of that. I really enjoyed the way in the press conference kind of vibe, and I hope they do more of them. But I enjoyed it that much. That's what offended me so much. So why aren't they doing this for all the big matches, all the title matches? Because it would make every title match feel like an event, feel like something special. But
yeah, you're right. So
one out of nowhere.
I felt Cody had a great little promo there as well about what it meant to him and everything. But like you say, want that forever. It kind of puts that belt above everything else right now. Like you say, it's either everything or nothing, isn't it? And so, regardless of that, who are you going for?
I'm sticking with Cody.
Yeah.
Cody retain. I don't think... One reason is I don't think Jake needs that belt.
No, I've seen his missus now.
I think for the belt itself, Cody having a long and strong title reign really helps out. Yeah. It really makes the title mean something. So I think Cody to retain her makes sense.
Cleanly?
Yeah. We both said it. There's a heel turn coming for Cody Rhodes. But again, not yet.
What about a Jake Hager face turn? I'm sure we spoke of that, a while ago as well, but...
We did. I think if there's going to be a Jake Hager face turn, it'll be at Jericho's expense.
Yes, that's what we said. I'm trying to remember.
There'll be a big feud there, which will be really good. But, not yet. Who have you got in this match?
I think I agree to an extent. I think Jake Hager's going to lose. Maybe a DQ or a count out. So he wins, but don't get the belt. I think it could get messy if, with involvement from either Brandy or Mrs. Jake Hager. I think they could be involved from the, looking at the, she chucked water all over his face, didn't she? So she's capable of nasty things.
Certainly is, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. I think we're both backing Cody there.
Yep, definitely. Another match I'm quite interested in. you've got the Jurassic Experience versus MJF and Wardlow.
Is the Jurassic Express in that match then or not?
Yes. Yes, sorry. Good shout.
Do you want me to edit that out or are we leaving it raw?
No, you said that, we'll edit it out. So yeah, we've got the Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus MJF and Wardlow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
I think the build to this has been really good. They've built a really good storyline. The two big guys, Luchasaurus and Wardlow, they've kept teasing it. They've barely got a chance to actually mix it up. So,
yeah. And the two little guys, MJF and Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just going to say exactly the same thing. The build-up's been great. They've had a couple of Battle Royales now, haven't they, for various reasons. Didn't Wardlow face Dino Man on singly and went hello and managed to win with a low blow last week? Wardlow thumped him in the ghoulies, basically went ref work looking.
What else go?
Yeah, so who have you got for this one?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think Jurassic Express need a win. And they've been teasing for a while, or a few weeks at least, which is a long time for AEW to build something. MJF and Wardlow potentially splitting up. So you can maybe see the big man turn on MJF.
I hope this match
should happen further down the line. But it's AEW. We know how they like to get things done nice and quick.
Well, yeah. Again, I think Jurassic Experience also need a, you know, like you said, they need the win. But I think MJF and Wardlow need a win as well. Obviously, it sounds a bit like I'm stating obvious there, but I think a win would do. A loss would be more damaging to. I don't know, but either.
I think a loss does more damage to the Jurassic Express.
Yeah,
and they were so hot a year ago.
Yeah.
When everything were building for AEW, they've lost a bit of that momentum. So
yeah, I think they have, but I think it's same for everyone at the minute. It's so hard to judge because there's no crowd. We don't know what people are thinking. You know, yes, we're sat watching it, thinking brilliant, crack on. They've got a few stooges there cheering and that, but it's not the same, is it? And we're not hearing genuine pops and stuff like that. I think once things get back to, I'm going to say normal, but the new world.
Yeah.
We'll have to see, won't we?
But I think a loss for Wardlow and MJF with some sort of mix-up between the two of them.
Yeah.
It builds that storyline. It progresses that. And I don't think it does any harm to them two, like either character, either performer.
Yeah.
Whereas I think the Jurassic Express, they are struggling at the moment as far as they're popular.
Yeah.
And they are, but if they keep losing, eventually people are going to go off.
Yeah.
Then we have Private Party with Matt Hardy versus Santana and Ortiz.
Right.
I mean, the Matt Hardy Private Party connection, I miss that. That was another thing that it's just started happening. They seem to work well together, but I don't get it.
We could do with our friend Rob on the show coming this week. He fills in the gaps. See, you know, there's AW Dark, and then there's the
Dynamite. The Elite.
Yeah, and then the Elite.
Yeah, that's it. So I don't know where this has happened or whether we've seen it all, because we saw him appear while they were getting beat down.
I've only seen bits. Like when he turned up at the bar with him, didn't he, and stuff. And I have seen bits, but we'll see, won't we? I feel like you're getting really angry and we need another song. I don't know if you agree.
Yeah, go for it. You choose one. Calm me down. Yeah, I'm feeling much more mellow now.
Yeah.
Much more mellow. So we started talking about Private Party versus Santana and Ortiz.
Yeah.
Who have you got in that match? Or do you not know enough to...
I've not got much emotional investment in this one. Either, you know, like Private Party have done great since AEW started and since they rocked up. Santana and Ortiz worked really well as part of the Jericho gang. in circle, but they don't kind of do it for me, just them two. But I'm not denying the wrestling talent, that's great, they always put on a good match, but I like that they're like these two just part of the gang. I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
This is a bit like the Jurassic Express and MJF Wardlow match that we said before. I think both teams desperately need a win here, so it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. Absolutely. I think the Matt Hardy influence is going to swing it for me, Private Party, but that's just me.
Yeah.
And then lastly, for night one of Fighter Fest, you got the tag team title match. Kenny Omega, of course, Adam Page versus the Best Friends, Chucky T and Trent. So, I mean, for me, I'm hoping Kenny Omega and Page drop the belts here.
Yeah, I agree.
The weird little dynamic they've got going on was funny to start with, but a bit bored of it now. I'd rather see them two feuding and having some great matches.
To quote the great Neil the Hill Bachelor, they need to either poo or get off the pot, don't they, with them two?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say so.
Make the, you know, crack on if they're going to fall out. Because, yeah, I sometimes forget they've got the belts.
Yeah.
Probably because they've been doing a lot of singles matches without the belt, you know. But, again, we're in this weird time. They've made all these matches, I presume, with, COVID being on the bench, ready to attack. So it could take anyone out, really, before that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I'm hoping to drop it here. I mean, this is just purely me. I've not seen any speculation anywhere else, really. I've got a feeling Omega's nursing a back or shoulder injury.
Okay.
Which is why they're doing the tag stuff and keeping the belts on them, because it means, obviously, he doesn't have to do as much in the ring on his own.
Right.
And that's based on, I don't think we've seen the best of Kenny Omega for a few weeks now, certainly since he got the belts. And also, I've noticed more and more in his matches that they are having, he's got the round marks on his skin. I don't know if you've seen them or noticed
them. Yeah, from the procedure of where they use the cupping thing. Yeah.
That's it, it's cupping, yeah, that's what they call it, yeah. Which is obviously a pain relief method that a lot of them do use. So I get the feeling he's struggling a bit, which is why they've kept the belts on them and kept them a team. But
could be ringworm as well.
Could be. But right now, for me, Omega, I want to see him and Paige back as singles. I think they're doing more harm to the titles than good, them holding it. Whereas I think the Best Friends could, you know, being a legitimate team and treating the belts with a bit more esteem, could really do some good for everyone. So I'm hoping Best Friends win.
Question for you.
Go for it.
Do you think they are actually best friends in real life?
No. No. Sorry.
My little Annie, 5-year-old, feral child, she's started saying in real life a lot. She's like, oh, is that in real life? I love that phrase. In real life. Anyway.
Yeah. But no. No, I don't get the impression they are. Sorry, mate.
I was just going to say about... I mean, we don't really need to cover night two, but massive, massive matches for that week as well.
Yeah, there are. The only thing with night two that is worth a note, I think, right now is, one, who do you think Nyla Rose's opponent's going to be?
Yeah.
And two, will John Moxley and Brian Cage actually have a match? Because, as you said in the first segment, Renee Young being struck down with the coronavirus and having to self-isolate means the Mox does too. Is he going to be fit, cleared, and able to come back and compete? So, be interesting.
Yeah, definitely. And the promo that they've been putting behind the Moxley and Cage match has been fantastic. And they're equally, I think any match could be a TBD. You know, I know we've got Nyla Rose versus TBD, but I think... So, yeah, Nyla Rose, Raging Matty Rose's sister.
I just can't... I'm racking my brain trying to figure out who I think would be a good opponent. I mean, we've got.
Do you think it could be a big surprise, or
potentially you've got the Kongs could be returning, yeah, one of them, either Aja Kong or Awesome Kong.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm at a bit of a loss.
So, here's one for you. You know me and my random predictions, like when nobody on the planet knew about Shane McMahon returning, apart from me.
Got it. Yeah, yeah.
Got your pen ready?
Yeah, drop some knowledge.
It all seems a bit fishy with that. What's the cop going missing? Tesha Blanchard from Impact. Has she gone missing or something?
Yeah, they've just released her. Yeah, it's a very good shout. So, yeah, she disappeared off Impact Telly, stuck in Mexico with the World Heavyweight title.
Has she been released?
And yeah, they released, I think it was the last week or the week before.
With the belt,
so she was due. Yes. So she was due to drop some promos for Slammiversary on the 16th.
Which is Impact's WrestleMania, isn't it? Like,
is indeed, yeah. So yeah, she was due to defend her title there against five opponents. Right. And obviously drop some promos and send them in. And she just basically went, she ghosted them by all accounts. So they decided to terminate a contract.
Yeah. Really?
So yeah, she has been released and she's a free agent. And obviously her dad's in AEW, so that's a very, very good shout.
Cheers, pal. Who's her dad then? Mr. Yeah. Blanchard?
Yeah.
Is he a...
Ty Dillinger's manager or coach. Tully Blanchard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do know him then. I was just being a...
Sorry, mate. I thought you put that together. But yeah, with the link there, that's a very good shout. I like that.
I've got you with that one, haven't I?
I'll give you that. But then again, I think we could have potentially overbooked it.
Not like us.
Yeah, I'm going to be very disappointed when whoever does face her, when Brandy pops out to ring, takes her on.
Hey, yeah. Just resurrect that feud from a few months ago that they cancelled because fans didn't like it.
Yeah. I mean, now we've touched on Impact, I think it's worth mentioning. We're only a couple of weeks away now from Slammiversary, their big event. And I do feel for them.
Right.
As we say, the Slammiversary event, the big Slammiversary event's coming up, which we just spoke about. So they're effectively their WrestleMania. And the huge main event for that was said to be a five-person intergender match for the World Heavyweight title.
Yeah. The Impact Heavyweight title. I've seen a couple of qualifying matches for that.
Yeah. That's it. It was built well. Big match. Obviously, it was going to be the return match and presumably the last match for Tessa Blanchard, because I think her contract was coming up anyway. But subsequently, out of the five initial participants, who were Tessa Blanchard, Michael Elgin, Ace Austin, Eddie Edwards, and Trey. Unfortunately,
Eddie the Eagle Edwards.
Eddie the Eagle Edwards himself, yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
With his big specs. Unfortunately, for different reasons, Michael Elgin and Tessa Blanchard are no longer with the company on short notice, leaving them really without a main event. So the new main event, though, which I'm kind of digging, depending who it is three of the initial five. So you've still got Ace Austin, you've still got Eddie Edwards, still got Trey. Obviously, there's 2 weeks to go, so all bets are off, really.
Yeah.
But the fourth competitor in this, what's now going to be a fatal four-way match to crown a new Impact Heavyweight Champion, is a mystery.
Yeah.
But they have announced that several former Impact and TNA Heavyweight Champions will be appearing on the show.
Right.
Which leaves the likes of Kurt Angle, former TNA Heavyweight Champion, and Sting, former TNA Heavyweight Champion, who are currently out of contract, can appear where and when they want. Could potentially, yeah.
Do you think, you know, they've probably got a place in their hearts to do that, to help them out?
Potentially. Yeah. Potentially. It's interesting. It adds a bit of interest to the match, to the event. Also added a bit of interest to the event is it's almost confirmed now that Anderson and Gallows, the OC, or whatever they're now appearing as, they have signed back with Impact Wrestling.
And I think they're going to be called FOC, I think they're going to be called.
FOC, yeah, that sounds
perfect. Free of charge, yeah.
Yeah. And also, doing EC3, he's due to come back. Now, EC3 is my pick for the fourth person in that main event, personally.
Yeah.
But
he could slot straight back into that, couldn't he? Easy.
Exactly. But there's a lot of other people high up there that could also be taking that event. The other thing with EC3 is quite recently there's been a few promos where, well, I say promos, his music has kept being played to tease Moose, who's the current TNA heavyweight champion. So he could be coming back into feud with Moose rather than take the title, but who knows? There's a lot of potential there.
Right.
The other guy teasing an Impact, not return, but debut, Sir Mr. Heath Slater.
Really? Nice.
He put a speculative tweet out the other day. Not much has been said about him since he left. He's sort of kept himself to himself, more so than a lot of
these. He's got kids, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has got kids. But the two parts that I've seen, probably a month ago, Rhino was in a backstage promo where, I can't remember who now, offered to partner with him as a tag team. And he turned to the camera very sneakily and said, "Don't worry about it, I've got a partner and he's got kids."
Oh, did he?
Dropping a hint, slide bombs. And then, as I say, recently on his Twitter, Heath put out a video saying, "Watch the heck out," I'll say, not his words. And the date of 18th of July, which is Slammiversary, coming soon. Right. So the chance Heath could be appearing, which, again, I've always been a fan of Heath.
Yeah, he's one of the great. We like him, don't we?
So, lots of interesting stuff happening in Impact. I look forward to Slammiversary, but as I started with, I do feel for him with how messed up their main event has become.
Yeah, massively. So, just, you mentioned earlier, and I was going to try and slip it in, but I didn't get a chance, but you mentioned contract signings and ending in chaos. I just wanted to honourable mention Raw this week, which started with... It had the whole titles, if you didn't see it, because it was my job to watch Raw this week, wasn't it? But they had the whole Now Forever, maybe, intro, and then the music. Then it cut to Samoa Joe Lang in the middle of the ring with... he's got a little ponytail now going on, which is nice. And just complete chaos around him, which was supposed to be a double contract signing. And it actually opened up with the chaos kicking off, which I thought was a nice new angle. And then they came. It was for the McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler match at the up and coming pay per view, and also Sasha Banks versus Asuka. So obviously Bayley were there with Sasha, 2-on-1 battling. But yeah, so it was quite good how they started it. Then it calmed it down. Then obviously it kicked off again. But yeah, honourable mention to that opening of Raw this week. Have you got any other business, Batch?
I did enjoy Renee Young's big announcement. You've been off social media, so you won't have seen that. So obviously Renee's been struggling with COVID.
Yeah.
She teased probably before the weekend that she was going to make a big announcement last night.
Right.
Which is like today, our time. So everyone was speculating, is she pregnant? Is she leaving? What is it? Yeah. What's a big announcement? And, you know, fair play to her. I don't know if she's got a degree in marketing, but I'd give her one based on this. She's released a cookbook. Yeah.
Oh, right. A what book?
Cookbook.
Right.
She's written a cooking book. And, yeah, it's now available to sell, to buy. So get it while it's up.
Are you interested in that cooking book?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of cuisine, aren't you?
Yeah. Obviously.
Did I see somewhere that the backstage show has been cancelled?
It's not been cancelled. It's just not going to be weekly anymore.
Right. Okay.
So they're still having it. It's still going to be, I don't know if it's going to be bi-weekly. I've got a bit lost in the shuffle.
Once every fortnight.
Yeah, they just reduced the frequency of it. So.
Because I read that and first thing I thought of was punk, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. But I'm not sure how he, if he cares, you know, he came back for the brass.
Yeah.
He's still going to get paid his money, no matter what.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's too bothered.
Yeah, punk, he'll get his money whatever, won't he, even if it's cancelled, I would have thought.
Yeah, I don't think he's that bothered. And from what I've heard, if Triple H and Vince have their way, they won't have L2 with Punk again anyway, so
no.
I don't think they're going to be too worried that it might upset him.
No, I'm just going to mention just briefly that it sounds like you've got your crowd of fans cheering you every time you speak. Now, hopefully I can edit this out because it won't be transmittable, but if it is, I just thought I'd stick it in there, so to speak.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are all sat in the front room, socially distanced, obviously, but...
Yeah, I can tell.
Just a small audience.
So I think we're pretty much up, I think, time-wise.
Yeah.
Anything else to mention?
No, then it's been a pleasure as always, Stu. And for those of you still listening, we thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. I'll stay safe. Take care, son, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah. Bye for now.
Bye.